Yo, 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 what's up, guys? It's your boy DJ Desky here, and I'm back with another great episode of Don't Trip, We Got You. Today, I got Miss Gotti.
What's up?
And today, I actually don't have JP. He's actually doing something else, so we're going to miss him today, man. It's going to be a little different without him.
Just a dynamic duo today.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But
hey, trifecta's missing.
Yeah, definitely. But you ready to get into it?
Well, let's get it.
So today, we are talking about toxic traits, and our toxic traits personally, and we, you know, we're just going to keep the conversation rolling after that. So, Ms. Gotti, do you think you got any toxic traits?
Oh, I think everybody has toxic traits.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think a big key to realizing them and being able to work on them in a positive way is self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And so I can think back to when I was in high school, and I definitely know what some of my toxic traits were. I was a little spiteful. Like, when people like hurt my feelings or someone upset me, I didn't want an apology. I was kind of savage, and I just wanted to see you cry. Like, I wanted to hurt you worse than you hurt me. And then I was like, okay, cool. We good now. Yeah. I feel good now. And I don't think I did, obviously, like, I knew what I was doing at the time, but I didn't realize the impact that it had until I had talked to classmates several years later. And they're like, do you remember the time that da-da-da-da-da? And, like, they knew word for word exactly what I said to them. And I was like, oh. I am sorry for that. And so it was that moment for me that I was like, man, I really need to be nicer to people. Like, the phrase hurt people is so true.
Yeah, definitely.
And so understanding, like, when somebody hurts your feelings, they're probably not in a good place. Mm-hmm. So just adding more negative energy and toxicity to that situation is never going to help it. So a lot of times now, when I'm in those situations when people aren't being their most kind or genuine self, it's just, you just kind of let them be. Like, I'm not going to come down to that level. And, you know, like in high school with kids, they're up and down all over. So you have those situations in classrooms sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're just not going to entertain it. We're going to stay above that drama and model for students how you would want to see them react in those situations.
Yeah, definitely. Man, I don't even know. For me personally, I have to say, I know we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I'd probably say me being indecisive about things, like, it's just hard for me to, like, to make a decision right on the spot, right away about certain things. Like, especially, like, monumental things or, like, life-changing things. Like, it's just hard to make a decision right away. I got to, like, think about it, talk to people about it, get other people's opinions, and then just, like, reflect and feel like if that's a good decision for me or not. And I just take too long to make decisions on certain things. Like, I know my mom talked to me about this all the time. And, like, when she say, I'm like, bro, no, I don't. I can make decisions. But, like, deep down inside, like, I know truly I really don't, like, make decisions at a good amount of manner sometimes about certain things. Like, say, somebody like me. And, like, now it's like I got to make a decision if I want to move forward with that, move on. Sometimes I might wait too long to finally make a decision. And, like, I might miss out on something. And, like, that's what she tells me all the time. Don't wait thinking you have a, like, decision, like, for a long time because you might miss out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just think me being indecisive on things, sometimes I've missed out on certain opportunities and, like,
for sure,
certain relationships. Not just, like with boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, like, relationships with people in general, like, networking skills and all that stuff. Like, I miss out on a lot of things being indecisive. But at the same time, it's, like, being able to understand that, too, like, what your toxic trait is, you know what I'm saying? Like, asking people around, watching people who are good in that area, and just growing and developing as a person, really.
Yeah, I think having people around you in your circle that are willing to call you out on toxic traits too, because sometimes you're just not aware. And, like, I love asking students or my athletes, hey, like, what are things that I do? Or, like, do an impersonation of me. And I'm like, oh, that's so spot on. I do that. You're right. But it's stuff that, like, I don't even think about. It just comes natural. Yeah. And with your indecisiveness, do you think you're an overthinker?
Sometimes I can.
With stuff.
But this is, like, you gotta overthink it. Like me overthinking, it never led me in the wrong way. But at the same time, it's like sometimes I think it, I know it, but at the same time I still just overthink it just to make sure I'm right. Like that clarification thing, like, it's just, I need it with a lot of things. Like, cause like I never, like, with me, I'm the type of person, like, I'm gonna go with the flow. So if I gotta make decisions, I mean, like if my mom say what you want to eat, I'm gonna say it don't matter because I would go with the flow.
That's
at the same time, if she say somewhere she know I don't like. Actually, no, I don't want to eat. I'm going to tell her, like, I don't want that. But if I'm, like, out with, like, friends or something, and they say they want to go somewhere, I'm like, all right, cool. Even though I know I don't like eating there and stuff like that. Just because, like, I'd rather not make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You just go with the group.
Yeah.
How often do you feel like you instinctively go with your gut without overthinking or pausing a lot? You're just like, okay, this is what I want to do.
I say with sports.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
I say with sports. Only time I feel like I overthinked it was my decision on committing to where I'm going to college for. Like, just to make sure I was making the right choice, making a sound choice, you know what I'm saying? Making sure I was able to grow and, like, just become a better person like how I was here or somewhere. Like, but at the same time, you got to overthink with stuff like that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big monumental change in your life. Like, that's the next, that's you planning for your future, so that can't be taken lightly and stuff like that. But, like for, like, sports, though, and any other thing aspect, oh, it's, like, whatever my gut tells me, that's my go-to move.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, see, I feel like you would have a good balance because with sports, you don't always have that time.
Yeah, you don't.
To overthink and analyze. Like, in practice, you do. Yeah. But once you go in game mode, you just gotta have
in game whatever like just pops in my head, just do it. Like mm-hmm. go. Like you feel me?
Mm-hmm. I think athletes that are successful in sports that trust their gut often, when you see that translate into life in the real world, it's like this instant confidence booster because you know like my instincts are right. Like I can trust where I'm at and what I think in your first choice. And a lot of times with students too, they say on tests, like the answer that you think is right first to go with that. And not to overthink it or change it. What else on toxic traits? I guess I'll go my toxic trait now that I think I know I have it. Like my parents call me out on it. My brothers call me out on it. My friends do. I'm stubborn.
Nah, definitely.
Like I am. I here's what I want to say too. Like your toxic trait can also be one of your greatest strengths, or your greatest strength can turn into a toxic trait if you don't keep it in check. So I like to think I'm fairly like disciplined and determined to get things done. Mm-hmm. But with that comes a stubbornness. Like I'm not going to give up on this task or sometimes people or a relationship until like every option is absolutely exhausted.
Yeah, definitely.
Or sometimes I might do things that maybe other people don't think is with the most sound judgment. I'm like, I'll be fine. Like it'll definitely be fine. All will be well. I think sometimes as a single female, people want to be more protective of you. And I'm like, really, like, I got this. I'm aware of my situation. I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, I say when I used to have, like, especially my junior year when I was hurt, I just had an I don't care mentality, like, bad. Like, I just got to the point where every time somebody say something, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I really don't. Like, if I was getting on, like, somebody was getting on me about something, I'd be like, I'll just piss them, like, go through one ear right through the other. Because I just, like, I was like, bro, I don't care. Like, this not benefiting me. This not helping me. But mm-hmm. I just really didn't care. At the time, I thought it was cool and okay. But, like, now that I got older and realized, like, some of this stuff I really should have cared about. But at the same time, though, like, it wasn't, like, a bad thing for me. Because, like, some things, like, if something went bad, I don't have time to sit there, like, dwell on it. I like mm-hmm. be like, oh dang, and be sad because I like I just got to keep on moving. So like that, I don't care mentality, like it helped me like get over things quicker, move on with things, like just keep pushing it, like and keep going in life. So, like you said, it could be like a toxic trait, but also could be one of my best strengths too as well. So.
Mm-hmm. I think taking time to identify your toxic traits and figuring out how to flip it can be beneficial. Like sometimes we care too much, mm-hmm. and mixing in a little bit of that I don't care, like IDGAF attitude. Is beneficial because you get to relax and you can put things into perspective. And sometimes we put too much weight on things that in real life are barely insignificant.
Yeah,
they matter a lot to us. Like I think in high school, like track to me was like I loved track, but I would also get so nervous and anxious for meets. I usually wouldn't eat lunch, and for me, I was so worried about losing a race. And I think now I'm like, okay, what's the big deal if you would have lost a race? Like, you would have learned something from it. You could have gotten better. But this, like, undefeated record that I had was such a big deal to me. And now looking back, I'm like, that's fairly insignificant, really.
Yeah, definitely. Like, with sports, like, when I was younger, I used to be really competitive. Like, I used to, like, get mad, upset. Like, even if we was, like, out on the street playing, like, I used to really, like, I'm still like that today. At the same time, like when we used to lose, I used to get upset. Like, I used to be like a bad sort of loser because, like, I hate to lose. But now it's mm-hmm. like, okay, I lost. Now learn from it. You know what I'm saying? You can't say you don't care. But at the same time, it's like worrying about it so much, especially like a regular season game for me, like worrying about it so much, you got to understand that comes with the game and like stuff like that. So you really can't just sit there and like to be mad and hurt about it all the time.
So, so true. Like, I think just failure in general. I was so afraid of failure in high school and when I was younger. And now it's like, if I'm not finding things that I'm doing and can fail at, I'm like, am I really getting any better as a human in different areas of life? Because you want to find, if you think about the weight room, I think that's one place where failure is celebrated.
Yeah, definitely.
Because every max that you have represents a failure.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, that was your breaking point.
Yeah.
And when you can find those breaking points, when you can find that edge and you can learn to comfortably be uncomfortable, you're going to grow so much as a person, whether that's in athletics, whether that's in academics, whether that's in relationships, but always finding that edge and hanging out there.
Yeah, I think that's what, like, really taught me, like, to be okay with failure, because, like when I was in middle school, my mom used to ask me what's my biggest fear. I'm like, failure. But then, like, I got in the weight room. Like, I used to, like, when I first got in, I used to do weight I know I could do. Like, I'll be scared to fail in front of the guys or something like that. But then, like, after talking with Coach Rob and some of the other kids, they were like, "Boy, this is one place where failure is, like, celebrated. Like, if you mm-hmm. fail at something, now you're getting better. Like, you doing the same way over and over and over again, it's not mentally making you, like, mentally or physically making you stronger, because now you just, like, now it's not doing it for your body. Like, failing is, like, a good thing, especially in sports and, like, in life at the same time. But, like, it teaches you things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't learn everything if you can't learn if you're getting everything right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just honestly makes you, like, a better human being at it by itself.
Yeah, I mean, failure's a great life lesson. I think you should always have people around you that push you to be better, that are like mentors, that, I mean, honestly, like, are just better than you in what you want to be good at. Like, find people that do what you want to do but are better than you at it, and let them push you to
definitely
bring out the best in you. Like, I'm a huge David Goggins fan, and he is intense. Like, Navy SEAL, grew up here in Indiana for a while, like, really rough background, but the things that he does in life is unreal. Like, the challenges that he mentally and physically puts himself through, you just realize, like, man, I'm being a total slouch right now. I'm being such a bum.
Yeah.
I need to go do more. I'm capable of so much more. I just got to believe it and push myself to that point.
Yeah, that's why, like, this summer, like, a lot recently, because, like, over the summer football practice, we were just, like, push each other, like, especially during co-captains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a time where you know you down, you know you tired. You got your guys next to you who want to get better, who want to trying to strive for the same goal as you, just pushing each other, pushing each other, pushing each other. And that's what made it so helpful. Like, and so, like that's why I feel like this season was a success, even though we didn't win, because, like, we had people that was around each other that wanted to see each other grow and become better, not just better athletes, but better people, better persons, better brothers, sisters, family members, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think it's a big part of, like, having people around you who want to grow themselves, also want to see you grow at the same time, too, as well.
Yeah, and sometimes that's going to include people, like, kind of like I mentioned earlier, that give you that tough love.
Yeah.
You don't want a circle of just yes men that are always, like, gassing you up, hyping you up. Like, I want people around me that are going to humble me, that call me out when I need to be called out. Like,
definitely.
We're all on some BS every once in a while, and it's good to have people that remind us, like, you're out of pocket right now.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's why I can say, like, with my friend, we do really well. Like, we're able to call each other out, and, like, we don't get defensive about it. Like, we understand it. Like if I know you tweaking, I'm going to tell you, like, you tweaking, because, yeah, that's not it. But at the same time, I know, like, because I know it's going to go the same way. If they know I'm tweaking, they're going to tell me, going to let me know. I'm going to be like, okay, maybe I am tweaking now. Like, maybe I am not seeing it the right way or something like that. Just because, like, we know where each other's coming from, or, like, we put that relationship in that standpoint.
Yeah. And then you might be in your feelings about it for a second, and then you're like, you know what? I know this person has my back. I know this person's coming from a good place. And when you have relationships like that in your life, like, you are going to be successful.
Yeah, definitely.
But it definitely takes work to,
so,
like,
definitely
cultivate it and get to that point.
Yeah, like, I don't think people can just get there right away. But at the same time, like, because it takes time, relationship, to build that trust with people, like, that comfortability with somebody at the same time, too, as well.
For sure. But you'll see benefits.
Yeah, definitely.
Always with it. But all right, we got to wrap this one up, y'all, because it is almost time for that bell.
It is, man. It was a great talk. We talked about toxic traits, and we somehow moved off of it and got it, like, life skills, like always, man. So shout out to Ms. Gotti for coming down today. Shout out to Cash for having us, man. And don't trip, we got you. We out.